Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. You know, my friends, I've always felt so very, very safe here in the United States, but I'm going to give you a headline that we will deal with, and it is, God is in control. The cover of Newsweek, the war on Christians. Now, friends, Jack has spoken about all of this on previous shows, but we want to deal with them in depth a little bit more here today. And I'm going to ask him something that's very, very important as we see what's going on in the world as far as war, even that could come here to the United States worse than 9/11. And then as we see the attack on what's happening, Christians around the world, every 5 minutes, a Christian in the Middle East is killed simply because he's a Christian. Jack, is this probably one of the last signs pointing to the return of the Lord?
Oh, Rexelle, Jesus said in Matthew 24:21, "For then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be again." And it's called the great tribulation in Revelation 7:14. And Paul in Romans 13:11-12 says, "Knowing the time that now it is high time to awaken out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." When he said our salvation is nearer than when we believed, he's talking there about the salvation of the body. When we hear the voice crying out in the heavenlies, "Come up hither," and we go up in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in trouble. I've been warning you. Ahmadinejad has 40,000 suicide bombers ready to come. And as Diane Sawyer said a few weeks ago, they are infiltrating through Canada and they're going to strike. Right now, we have hundreds of North Korean nuclear scientists working with this Ahmadinejad to produce that nuclear bomb, and when he gets it, all hell will break loose. But thank God, I don't think we're going to be here. The Bible plainly says in Revelation 3:10, talking to the Christians who are ready, "I'll keep you from," and that's the Greek word ek, "out of the hour of temptation and testing, which comes upon the whole world." Yes, we're going to be kept from it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not setting dates, but the time is at hand. It's closing time. Jesus is coming soon. Prepare to meet thy God. Amos 4:12.
You know, Jack, I want to say thank you to you, because I think, friends, Jack Van Impe is one of the first to bring globally the attention of everyone to the two things that we talk about so much on this program more recently, a new world order and a one world religion. We focused on those two things. One world religion. Today, we've really analyzed that. Jack, in the Bible, where does God emphasize a new world order and a one world religion?
Well, there are many areas, but for now, because we have a brevity of time, Revelation 13:1-16. In Revelation 13:1, we have the rise of the world dictator. And he has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. And all the world worships him in verse 8. Why? Because there is a false prophet in verse 11-18. And he's one of these apostates we talked about today. You say, how do you know that? Because when he arises in verse 11, he has the two horns of a lamb, which is the picture of Christianity, for Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John 1:29. But it says he speaks as a dragon, and that's Revelation 20:2, and the dragon is a picture of Satan. So Satan is controlling this individual as he makes the people to worship this false politician, the Antichrist. They're working together. But again, remember, he is also the one in the middle of the tribulation hour who controls all humanity by giving them a number, 666, called the mark of the beast. Listen to this. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to have a mark in their right hand or forehead that no man, it's world government, it's world religion, can buy or sell unless he has the name of the beast or his mark, his number, which is 666. That's 666, that infamous number. It's all coming to pass, folks. Get ready to meet God.
Oh, Jack, it is so very, very, very serious. But in fact, the other day somebody said to me, Excel, you report some things that are scary. Aren't you really afraid? And I told him, I said, no, I'm concerned, but I'm not afraid because Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. I'm not troubled, friends, because Jesus, God, is in control.
Oh, Rexella, I like what John Calvin said, the founder of the Christian Reformed Churches of the world. He said, without Christ, there is no Christianity. You better believe it. 400 times this book says the only way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Does this agree with John Calvin's teaching? Amen, it does. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that's the precious name of Jesus. The Philippian jailer looked at Paul and Silas as they were in prison, and he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And oh, I love Romans 1:4, God's declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And that's the Christ that saves you, no other way. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. If you don't, you won't be saved. And we are to preach the gospel. Jesus said in Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And what is that gospel? Let Paul tell you again, 1 Corinthians 15:1, I preach unto you the gospel. What is it? The death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, verses 3 and 4. And that's why Paul could say in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of good news about Christ, for it and it alone is the way of salvation.
Can you imagine it? I didn't ever dream that I would ever see anything like this. You know, pastors, teachers, missionaries need to be very careful to give the gospel. The gospel is all about the Lord, the gospel of the Bible.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that really shakes me. Christ is from old, from everlasting. All right, Micah 5:2. He wasn't just born in Bethlehem. He was the God from all eternity. Proverbs 30, verse 4 says, what's God's name? Hey, what's his son's name? You blasphemers have taken out every verse of the 91 that says Jesus is the Son of God. Now, in Matthew 16, beginning with verse 15, Jesus saw Peter, one of his apostles, and he said, Peter, who do you say I am? He said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Jesus replied, on this rock that I'm Christ, the Son of the living God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, is Jesus the Son of God, yes or no? The angel appeared to Mary, and he said in Luke 1:35, because she was questioning herself, how is this going to be that I'm going to have this Son of God, and I know not a man? The angel answered and said to her, Mary, that holy thing which you shall bring forth shall be called the Son of God. Amen. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on the Son of God has everlasting life. He that believeth not on the Son of God does not have life. Verse 36, the wrath of God abides on him. And that goes for all you guys that are trying to take the deity away from the Lord Jesus Christ. My Bible says that he is God, Romans 9:5, 1 Timothy 3:16. But let's go on about the Son of God. Boy, do I love this. Hebrews 1, verse 8. This is the Father, Yahweh, not Allah, Yahweh, speaking to his own Son in Hebrews 1:8 and says, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. He not only calls him his Son, he calls him God. And I'm going to tell you something. You may not like this. I don't care if you do or not. I'm sticking to this book. What you guys are doing is the spirit of the Antichrist. Antichrist shall come, 1 John 2:18, 1 John 2:22, 1 John 4:3, and 2 John 1:7. But what is it that God calls the spirit of Antichrist? Back to 1 John 2:22. Whosoever denies the relationship between the Father and the Son is an Antichrist.
Actually, everyone can have an opinion, and if that's what they want to do, that's their opinion. But you know, the Word of God stands. God had the Word for us to believe, so we'd know the truth. How wonderful it is to know the truth because of the Bible.
Remember, Jesus is behind the writing of the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things, the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, to the churches. Now, over to verse 18, Jesus. Listen, God speaking, I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. You're in trouble with God.
We need to obey the Bible. And you know who I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. And I accepted him as my Savior. I believe him. I came to the Father and asked forgiveness. Will you open your heart to the Lord right now? Jack, would you give that all-important invitation?
Oh, Jesus is such a precious Savior that men would take their dirty hands and try to destroy him to reach a false religion. God forgive them. Now, do you want this Jesus? He loves you. He died for you. He agonized and shed his precious blood as it flowed down Calvary for you to cleanse and wash you. Now, pray this simply after me. Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, I trust in you today. Come into my heart, Jesus. Save me now. In your holy name I pray it. Amen.
Amen. Congratulations. You just became a child of God. Now, write to me. I'll send this to you as soon as I hear from you. There's my address. First Steps in a New Direction. I want to leave you with a very good thought for today. It goes right along with what we've been saying. We read the newspaper to find out what's happening. We read the Bible to find out what's really going on. How true. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, please remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added. Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information.